Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we have with us in studio Joe Zerchowski out of Pensacola and Todd Schroeder with out of Tallahassee with the Florida Forest Service in studio. Now, we had one question from a listener that called in regarding the burn bans and if grilling outdoors is acceptable in a grill.
Right. Generally speaking, yeah, grills, outdoor cooking is acceptable in your commercially made grills. You know, a fire pit in the backyard with a little grate over the top, not so much. Really, the best recommendation we can make, though, is to go to your individual county's emergency management page, find those burn bans, and read the language that's contained within them. Every county's got a little bit different language, but generally speaking, yeah, you can still grill out some hot dogs and hamburgers and do your outdoor cooking.
Certainly. And as you said, check with your local county's burn ban for what exactly they define as a grill and what is acceptable and what is not. Mm-hmm. Because they are the ones that are enforcing that burn ban there. Now, one of the things that the real mission that y'all have is not only response to an emergency, but prevention is a major effort that the Forest Service is taking. Can you tell me a little bit about what an individual can do to prevent and protect their property in the case of a fire?
Okay, sure. Probably the foundation of prevention starts with creating defensible space, the homeowner creating a defensible situation for his or her home. What does that mean exactly? Well, it means we look at what is what's near the home, extending out 30 to 100 feet in circumference of the home. And we preach this because if you can set up this situation, you can reduce your risk for wildfire. You can also provide a real good area for first responders to come and spread out and be able to put your fire out if it comes to that. So defensible space is really two part. It's divided into certain zones, and we can go through those.
Certainly. That information is online at bewildfirereadyfl.com. They have great visuals on exactly what these zones mean for defensible space, and what the kind of goals are to meet these expectations. And as you mentioned, this defensible space is not only for the protection of your home, it's also for the use of the first responders, because if they need to roll some equipment into your backyard, the last thing you want is them not to be able to do that and prevent the protection and execution of their role. Can we talk a little bit about some of the stuff for the defensible zones?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the first zone really is that that closest part to the house. It's about 30 feet from the home. And you really, the main thing is you don't want any dead vegetation around it. A lot of folks, there's pine straw makes great landscaping. But it's also relatively flammable. We would recommend more rocks, stones, stuff like that. But you also want to keep branches away from overhanging your house, because if it is a big running fire that can get up into the treetops and carry embers to your roof line, then that's, obviously a potential ignition source right there. Trimming the trees regularly, keep those branches 10 feet from each other and off the ground. 6 to 10 feet up off the ground allows for, like you mentioned, access of brush trucks or other equipment that has to get in there and fight the fire.
Certainly. It goes on from there with other specifics and recommendations. And, really the goal is keeping your lawn mowed to a certain length to not allow for that vegetation or the potential for things. Now, there's one thing that is recommended in the community but may not be effective is the idea that if I water my roof, I will be able to prevent my house from catching on fire, or at least do something about it. What's the recommendation from the Forest Service in terms of that concept?
You can certainly water your roof, but it's not gonna keep the fire from your home. A better thing to do would be to keep your yard in good shape. If you have enough time, oftentimes you don't, but if we have enough time, then we water our yard down really well, because what that'll do is if the fire does cross the road in front of your house and get into your yard, if it's a watered yard, it's going to burn a lot slower, and it's also going to give responders a chance to get on that piece of property and address it right away.
Certainly.
So keeping a healthy yard, a green yard, is always the best.
Certainly. And one of the most important things is that during an emergency, during an event like these fires we have had, it's a little too late to be doing anything on the individual level to be effective. This is stuff that takes time ahead of an event. It takes preparation to prevent something like this in the future. So definitely, as you go on about your day and planning for the future, this is stuff to really take into consideration. Of course, all this information is on BeWildfireReadyFL.com, which is the Florida Forest Service's page for wonderful information about this defensible space.
And I know another thing that you talked about off air was, part of keeping your yard wet would be keeping your space around your house clear for if there is a wildfire, safety for firefighters. Can you tell us a little bit about that too?
Yeah. What we want to do is we want to make sure our yards are, we plant our plants not in a continuous pattern, mm-hmm. because that will carry fire into the home. But it also, if you've got lots of vegetation, there's not space for apparatuses to come in and address. So what we encourage people to do is when they're planting trees, shrubs, other vegetation, is to plant them in islands and spread them out. Give some space where there's green grass in between, so that there's enough room for responders to move in and address it. And also you're busting up the fuel. You're going plants, little grass, and then maybe another plant island. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of configuring it to be a healthier situation.
Certainly. Joe, Todd, is there anything else that you want to discuss that we haven't hit on?
I just really want to stress that even though we've gotten some rain here in the area, and we're going to for the next couple of days, the peak of Florida's wildfire season really hasn't even hit us yet. Mm-hmm. We do experience wildfires 12 months out of the year, and the predictions are for a pretty intense one this season in the Panhandle. So just because we're getting a little bit of rain right now doesn't mean we're out of the woods. Let's prepare for the next one, because it's a matter of when, not if, we see the next wildfire.
Mm-hmm. Certainly.
Absolutely.
This has been Joe Zerchowski and Todd Schroeder with the Florida Forest Service. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming and talking with us.
Thanks
for having us.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to wrap the show right here on The Mix.